This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Welcome to the Stock Day Media Podcast. I am your host, Severt Copley, filling in for Everett Jolly. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. It's been a while since they had last been on the show, May 2020. I'm talking about no other than Smart Card Marketing Systems, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SMKG. And with us today is the CEO, founder, and chairman of the company, Mr. Massimo Barone. Massimo, it's nice to meet you and welcome back to the show.
Nice to meet you too, Severt, and thank you for having me back. I appreciate the opportunity.
Now, Smart Card Marketing Systems specializes in industry e-commerce applications for financial institutions that enables their customers' use of, among other things, mWallets, blockchain, crypto, NFTs. Could you tell us more about your company?
Absolutely. Severt, the thing about our company is that we're a fintech and paytech company. We commercialize industry applications and provide a strategy for financial institutions, telecoms, and large enterprise. And we offer the whole wireframe as a SaaS model and what we call multi-tenant services. This means that if a large bank or an enterprise has a pool of merchants and customers, they're able to build a community application and launch, let's say, a retail wallet or enable their blockchain, possibly an NFT marketplace. Today has become very popular.
Right.
And what we do is we white label our solution for those institutions and provide them a customized strategy and then help them deploy into the market.
Now, I'd like to ask you to give us a bit of an intro on tokenomics and maybe tell us how you go about enabling tokenomic models for crypto offerings.
Sure. This is one of those new buzzwords. You know, the crypto market follows the blockchain and NFT, and what's become the new, you know, go-to term is tokenomics. And what it really embodies is when you have a crypto coin, a currency, or token, and you want to deliver a commercial strategy for a community or a group, association, or, you know, whatever your objective is, well, the modeling of its operability, its use in the business case, how the audience benefits from the value and use of the token itself. So this whole model comes together and is what we call tokenomics. Now, as you know, there's thousands of new crypto coins or tokens or apps that have been almost monthly or in the last year, like a big wave.
Right, right.
These token models. Now, SmartCard has an engine to deliver a tokenomics model. So we have a portfolio of 22 marketplace technologies that allow you to bring in your token, give it life in the community with merchants and customers cross-border so that we can actually deliver a true tokenomics model, helping them achieve a faster deployment schedule and a successful one, which many may not achieve because they don't understand the infrastructure costs and the compliance required to deliver one.
That's awesome. Now, what can you tell us about your launch of AnyPay.ph, which is a new way of accepting payments in the Philippines? Also, how does that relate to your ownership in XPay.world in Singapore?
Oh, this is an exciting venture. XPay World is a paytech company. They're a terminal management switch. So they provide payment acceptance for card present EMV devices, and they work with acquirers and issuers to basically provide payment infrastructure. We did a licensing deal with them where we exchanged our portfolio of software in exchange for 7% or minority interest in their company in a technology exchange, obviously with a revenue share model going forward.
Right.
And they were sponsored a PF license or payment facilitator license, which is the equivalent of a Stripe or PayPal that you might recognize in North America. And we have one Philippines, I think, one of the best markets for growth. And SmartStart developed the AnyPay.ph platform to run and operate the payment facilitator license for the Philippines for the micro merchants. And we have a huge runway ahead of us. It's an underserved market and a potential of almost 1 million merchants.
Wow. That sounds very promising. And now you're also expanding your AxePay cross-border payment rails in Africa and Latin America. That sounds exciting. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, you know, AxePay is one of those other great deals we picked up early. AxePay Inc., obviously, the company operated by Nita Leslie and Jeffrey Dorfman. Company specializes in FX. We partnered. SmartStart provides all the technology for the cross-border rails, from onboarding to B2C, B2B, and peer-to-peer transactions. And we already had a footprint for 22 countries that include China, which is a rare model itself. And in the recent months, we created partnerships in Latin America and Africa and expanded now to over 60 countries onboarding. And
wow.
We expect of July to have probably one of the largest corridor for cross-border payments globally with our sponsors.
And now you're filing an S-1 to become fully reported too, right?
Yeah, we've been really busy. So we finished our year-end audit, and we started early November. As you know, we went from OTC Pink to compliance. We graduated to OTC QB, and obviously our next objective, which we'll be filing in a few days, the S-1, which will qualify us, obviously with the SEC's approval, as a reporting issuer on the OTC to graduate to make the move to the NASDAQ. So we're really happy about, you know, everything that's going on in our wheelhouse, and our trajectory is going very strong and fast. And, you know, as you can see, we've got multiple markets locked down with great partners.
That sounds awesome. Now, what would you like your shareholders and our listeners to take away from today's interview?
You know, SmartStart is a unicorn in its own. It has a huge intellectual property portfolio. Those assets are being deployed through partners in multiple countries. Some are banks, some are telecom, some are large enterprise. And we inherit their volume base. I believe the trajectory of SmartStart's revenue will demonstrate the power of the investments we've made in all the intellectual property. Some don't understand our strategy. If you understand, let's take 5G, for example. Some companies invest in 5G applications. Some invest heavy money in the architecture to own the 5G network. SmartStart is the network. We believe that we've established a very large portfolio of investments to basically go into the market and determine if we want to partner, license, or sell direct. So we have the flexibility and scalability on our shoulders.
Mr. Massimo Barone, he is the CEO, founder, and chairman of SmartCard Marketing Systems, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SMKG, and soon enough on the NASDAQ. Massimo, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully we'll see you in another 45 to 55 days to give us an update.
Thank you, Sever. It was a pleasure.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.